Of the 1 billion plus Roman Catholics around the globe, 130 million of them live in Africa. John Paul II saw great potential in Africa, and he visited the continent more than any other. Of all the countries in Africa, the Democratic Republic of Congo has the most Catholics, and so it's from that country that NPR's Ophabia Quist Arkton reports on the Pope's legacy in Africa.
Pope John Paul II made more than a dozen trips to Africa, visiting almost 40 countries on the continent in 26 years. Millions of African Catholics continue to mourn the passing of the pontiff, many considered a friend and champion of peace in Africa. After a special mass to celebrate the long life of the Pope at Notre Dame Cathedral here in Kinshasa over the weekend, 61-year-old Marthe Tarishikabwe recalled waiting to see him for the first time in 1980.
I remember I was pregnant and we started forming a line at 4 o'clock in the morning. We didn't sleep all night when the Pope came to Kisangani. It was like God coming down from the sky right into my city.
My name is Giovanni Daniello, the Apostolic Nuncio in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Not only Kinshasa, but all the Democratic Republic of Congo loves very much the Pope. The Pope has been here twice, so his message continues still, and is a message of hope, message of peace, a message of love for everyone.
Monsignor Daniello, the Vatican's representative in Congo, celebrated the special weekend mass for the Pope with many other senior clergy, including Daniel Nlandu, the Vicar General and an auxiliary bishop of Kinshasa. Nlandu is quick to defend Pope John Paul II against criticism that he was both conservative and doctrinal, pointing to the once tricky issue of Africanizing mass on this continent.
We saw no
opposition from the Pope to our initiative to make the mass more African, acculturation, it's called, Africanization. I mean, it's just natural. One's faith must be expressed through the culture of the people who are living it.
And indeed, at Sunday Mass at the Cathedral in Kinshasa, in memory of the Pope, the clergy and the altar boys wore vestments mixed with colourful African cloth, and they sashayed rhythmically up the aisle towards the altar, where they clapped, danced, and sang enthusiastically in the local language Lingala, along with the congregation and the choir, accompanied by a traditional drummer. But there was no mention during the Mass of the controversial issues that have divided sections of the Catholic Church here in Africa, such as the Vatican's unswerving position against the use of condoms. The message and moral argument remains abstinence or fidelity within marriage. Mindful that Africa remains the continent hardest hit by HIV/AIDS, some have called this attitude criminal. That's just not fair, responds Daniel Nlandu, auxiliary bishop of Kinshasa.
Pourquoi? Alors, la position de l'Église catholique est claire. C'est pas criminel.
Why criminal? Not at all. Our position on condoms is not criminal. You can't just assume that human beings have no self-control. We exercise control every day. You can't just do what you want when you want. Absolutely not. The position of the Catholic Church is clear. There is nothing criminal about it. People must adopt a more responsible approach to their sexual conduct.
Conservative or progressive, here in the Democratic Republic of Congo, many Catholics are hoping that the new Pope will be an African. They hope the College of Cardinals, including 11 from this continent who will elect a new Pope, will recognize that while the number of Catholics is dwindling in other parts of the world, the figures in Africa have doubled in the past two decades. And many African Catholics want to see an African pontiff in the Vatican this time, who would be the fourth from this continent, the first three having served as Pope before the 6th century. Ophabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Kinshasa.